Salt Lake Parks Trails Arts and Recreation Advisory Board for Tuesday, April 28th. We will start with some, actually, you had some guests you wanted to put first. Should we start with that?
Yes.
Right? Okay, let's do it.
Sure, you go first.
I'm going to pass these around. So, I am on the Active Transportation Committee meeting, or committee in Davis County, which is made up of all of the cities in Davis County and the county. And on June 2nd, in conjunction with National Trails Day, the Wasatch Front Regional Council, Weber County, Davis County, Salt Lake County, Utah County, and Mountain Land Association of Governments are, and the Jordan River Commission, are holding this event called the Golden Spoke. So this is to celebrate 100 continuous miles of paved trail. It's the longest paved trail section in the country. And so what they are doing is they're having two groups of riders start, one from Weber County and one from Brightwell Falls in Provo Canyon, and riding together to meet in the middle at that new Jordan River Bridge that connects it all. And then they'll have stops along the way, and so one of the stops will be in North Salt Lake. What they are asking is that we hold an event in conjunction with this Golden Spoke event. So one of the cool things too, and I'm going to back up a second. So one of the cool things about this Golden Spoke event is that they are going to build a monument out of a bicycle wheel, and every city that the trail goes through, they're going to have a spoke with that city's name on it. And then as they move through the counties, like the county commissioner will carry a quiver, and each mayor will put their city spoke in the quiver, and then that will be transferred to the next county. And when it gets down to the bridge, they'll put all the spokes in, and then they'll put one golden spoke in the middle to, you know, play off the whole golden spike, golden spoke kind of thing. So, and then, and at each one of the stops, like the mayors of those cities will join in on the ride and ride at least a segment of the of this route, and any council members can come. And then we're also inviting anyone in the community to join in and ride with their mayor, or ride the whole thing, or just ride portions of it. But so for our event, what we wanted to do at Legacy Park, I've reserved the pavilion that's closest to the trail. And so it's going to be from 10 to 1. And Davis County Health Department is going to come and do a little bike rodeo, as well as a helmet safety check for families that want to bring their kids down. We will have trails information, like our city trails maps, brochures. We'll have the brochures of the county trails maps and any other cities that want to have them. We'll have a watering station for the biking group when they come through, so that they can refill their Nalgene mugs or whatever, and their bottles. And I have talked to Holiday Oil already. They're going to donate ice so that we can put in the jugs, our big yellow 5-gallon jugs of water. And then, and that was really funny, Scott from Holiday Oil, who's the vice president, he said he would donate those cardboard bars that people who ride bikes eat. So I'm like, power bars? And he said, yeah. So we'll have some power bars. So anyway, what I wanted to do is come to you and bring this idea to you and see if you had any additional ideas, or if you wanted to participate. The other thing that they're going to do is the Public Works is going to put out our flags. They want at each city when they go through to have the flags along the trail, so kind of signifying you've made it to the next city, with American flags lining the trail up to the park entrance. So I'm just bringing this out to you guys because you are our Parks, Arts, and Trails Committee, and it deals with parks and trails. So I wanted to bring it to you and see if there's any ideas you had or additions, or
I think it sounds
like
great
to them.
I'm happy to do it. It looks like Sarah, Ryan, and Ellen, Manuel are the ones, and Lori, we would also always love your opinion. any feedback or
concern? I have a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
First, people who ride, it looks like it would be 8 miles. It would be the ride from North Salt Lake to Salt Lake. Can they turn around and ride back again, or is that, how do they get back again?
They can turn around and ride back, or if you ride all the way into Salt Lake, there are a limited number of front runner passes that they're going to give out to come back.
To ride back again.
Yeah. So if people here want to ride, they'll meet at this station and then pick up with the group and carry on.
So the riders are expected to be in North Salt Lake, the main group, between 11:45 and noon.
But the event goes from 10 to 1.
Yeah, our event will go from 10 to 1. We'll just be there to, you know, maybe have some signs that say National Trails Day and answer questions about trails, and then the health department
is it National Trails Day?
And do a helmet check. And there's one other group that was at the meeting that was thinking of doing something. We thought that we might want to ask, like, that bicycle company that's down here on Center Street that has those electric bikes, if they might want to come and do bike demos. And maybe if you had some ideas about other people who might want to come out and give us information about trails or biking, if you know anyone.
Can we get a chair from outside?
Yes, I'll go get one.
I'll go get one.
Which way shall I go?
I think it sounds great. Do you have any requests from our group?
Just if you have any suggestions or ideas. I just wanted to get this out here so that you could start thinking about it, and then maybe I can come back when you meet again in 2 weeks and we can talk about it in further, any specifics, or if you want to, you know, send me an email or go through Sally to get it to me, or however.
Do you have any preferences on if there are vendors for selling? I know there are two snow cone companies in the city that might be interested in having a shuttle version that's there and sells snow cone.
No, I think that would be a problem.
Okay, I could contact them if we want to do that.
Yeah.
Any other questions or concerns?
Make it a fun event and get the community out to learn about the trails.
I love that.
It's awesome.
Do you have any feedback or want to sound in on it?
Yay.
Great. Okay. We could do an official vote, but I think everybody's on board, so thank you.
Awesome.
It's nice of you to consider us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, I could really use your help, so I'm not the only one standing there at the pavilion going, here's the trail map.
Okay, so you want volunteers that day?
Yeah.
Okay.
We get a few people there. And but anyway, I'll try to firm up some more of these ideas, and if you have anything that comes to mind of companies that you think we should invite that might want to bring bikes and demo or something like that, or
is it just bicycle based, or is it just all trail?
So trail and bicycle.
Based.
Yeah.
There is a hiking group that's in North Salt Lake. They might want to. I mean, maybe they'll be a good venue for volunteers or something.
I know there's like a mountain biking club that I've heard about.
The high schools have a mountain biking club.
Each of the high schools do. And they usually do like organized rides, but that'd be a good combination. The only downside is the school's close to done or done. I don't have kids at that age.
That's the day after school gets out.
June 2nd.
So, but if we contact them now before they're done,
right,
might be a great time to tie in if anybody knows how to contact them.
I don't know. I haven't heard of
If you think of any great ideas and you want to send them my way, I'll be happy to reach out to them. Just looking for, you know, any brainstorming you might have on this. I know it's kind of short notice, so it was kind of thrown at us.
Is this something that will happen recurring, or is this one time?
This is one time, yeah, as far as I know. Hope it's not recurring.
Who's setting up all the flags?
So Public Works is.
Okay. And then you have all the stuff to hand out. You just need people to be there to hand it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
This
Thanks,
sounds
guys.
Wonderful.
I'm going to go to planning.
Yep. Go ahead. Carry on.
Thank you.
Okay. That's not all of our visitors, though. Should we?
Yeah. So, they would.
Okay.
So,
yeah,
switch.
Yeah,
so
nice chair.
Yeah,
go
nice chair. We're going to be here a while, Bruce. Okay. So, last. I guess 2 weeks ago we met most everybody here. Anyone before here went and checked out Palmquist and Mathis Park. I told you we're going to talk to the gods of park creation, Sontags. They've already kicked out some stuff. I haven't even seen it yet, so they're going to show us kind of a couple of the concepts that they came up with based on our conversations, based on what we talked about, I'll probably put a precursor in that, you know, we didn't tell them a budget, so they just went to town with stuff. So
yeah.
So just this is going to be good for us to get some ideas and see what cool concepts they came up with. So take from there.
You might want to slide around just so you can see.
I can hold it as a trusty man.
Okay, I'm Chris Sontag. This is Jeff. We're with Sontag Recreation. And we went and looked at Palmquist, and we're told that you shared a concern with the police about visibility down on that lower level. Landscape Structures has done a lot of structures where they utilize hills and slopes with slides and different climbers. So. And first of all, we did this off of Google Maps, so these drawings are not going to be accurate at all. In fact, at Mathis Park, we didn't have any of the topography for them, so it's flat and there's no fences around it. But the space gives you an idea of what we're talking about. So what we did is we began the slope actually about the back end of the painted lines for parking. It would be cut at about that point and slope down to the playground. On the west, as you know, it's limited. It is what it is because there's sidewalk and then water. But the hill, we could do a few fun things, I think. The problem is going to be seeing this, but here is a drawing showing the hill here, overhead, two-dimensional. And I'm sorry it's so far away for you guys on the end, but the hill here with events on it, and then the playground, we left the shape the same, but adjoined to it. And again, all of that can be modified, as far at least on the hillside. And so as you look at this particular design has a zip line. Ours is called a zip cruise that is in that long. Narrow area of the existing playground. This is a global motion, which is a very large cable and bar climber that spins, and it's really awesome. It's about like this big, and then taller than the ceiling. It's really a neat climber that a lot of kids can be in. And then on the end, there's a structure which, when in my next picture, will show a little better. On the hill. And again, these are just ideas they threw out. We asked her, she had about 2 days by the time she got to it, and called me and said, I don't have any dimensions. And I said, Pat, just do your best and make it similar, it's okay. So so on the hill, this slide here that you can't see very well yet, and I'll show you in a minute, is a roller slide, individual rollers. And they have it go down to a flat spot and then go again. And the reason they do that, if we started here and went straight, they would really sail into that bottom pit. You know, so we have to do that. And our other design that Jeff will show on the computer, we put one of each on the boards, actually is a curb slide, and they figure those curves in a way so that, again, they eat up a little speed while keeping it a real fun space going down the hill. So here shows what that slope would look like. And again, it's all going to depend on once you get out there and start grading. But here's the slide with the sort of slowdown point. Different climbing events up the hill on this one. Some wobble pods there. And then the playground. And this is just one concept of a playground with a lot of cable climbers on it and the mm-hmm. Global motion there.
What's the hill surface?
Normally what you pretty much have to do is a port in place to hold it onto the hill. We've seen some turf, you know, some synthetic turf, and you can do that, but it'd probably require some prep on the hill because you put turf over compacted aggregate. And maybe they could glue that pad right to a concrete hill, you know, but you'd then again have to pour concrete to do it. But there are two or three different options you can do on it, but it is a unitary system that has to go on the hill.
Okay.
If you put wood fiber, it's all going to be down there by the end of the year. You know?
Okay.
It'll just travel down. Can you show the other design on there?
Yeah. Do you want to maybe pass that around if they want a closer look?
Yeah, if that might be a good idea. It's so hard to see.
That's great. Thank you. We may have to pass the laptop around today.
Okay.
Sorry, we thought we were in the same room as last time, so we were going to do it on the TV. This is just the second type of design. It's really similar to what, a similar concept, different play equipment. And then again, I'm sorry that it's so small. But just same concept, different play equipment, and we can pass this around as well. You can take a look through
the structure.
We'll email it out too.
Yeah, I'll send them
a structure on this one is a netplex, and we've got a video we can show in a minute. But a cable climber. Cable climbers have been real popular. And again, we can do whatever you want as far as the structures. We weren't as concerned about what we were choosing for that. We just had her choose popular things. And the cable climbers have been very high. We could do an all-natural synthetic rocks and cables off of those. There just is a real variety of ways we can do it, or we can keep it very traditional post and deck. But the zip cruise and that zip line really lend itself well, I think, to that big long. I mean, it's 178 feet long, you know, which is really long. Yeah. And the problem is you've got a 6 foot fall zone on each side that you have to respect. So when you're about 20 feet wide, you can't really do much other than, you know, straight.
Can you do two lines of zip line
at
the same time?
If we
would that fit in what we have?
Yeah, and again, we would just have to dig into the hill a little bit and work with the grade there. Because they require, isn't it 30 feet wide for a double?
So, yeah.
I think it is. But it's just, you know, another roughly 6 feet and then the 6 and 6 on each side.
Are these spinners? Do these spin?
They wobble.
Yeah, on springs.
Cool. The roller slides, do you have information about injuries for those? As a parent, that makes me feel nervous about pinched fingers. But that might not happen.
You don't get pinched. They're really popular on our inclusive playgrounds because of the sensory. A lot of the kids just really respond to the sensory that they experience that they have on it. But it's an expensive slide, and it may be one that the one that he's showing on the other option is one that we see more often on hills.
Mm-hmm.
The open slide winder that has curves and goes down, it would be very, very popular. And I wouldn't hesitate to do that instead of the roller slide if you're worried about that at all. She, again, was just trying to give you, throw some things out there. And on these hills, we've got numerous, even shown in the catalog, of hills where they've got a whole net almost, 20, 30 feet wide, all incrementally all the way up the hill.
Yeah, that has that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, right, exactly. So there's all sorts of things we can do up those hills. And again, it just depends how much of the hill you want to do, if we want to leave the upper end and then start maybe midway down. If we want to cut back into the hill on the grade on the bottom and then go up, we can do that. Get more width on the bottom. Because the playground pit is actually fairly narrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the circular part there is about, I believe it was about 45 feet in diameter, which is real big. Okay?
That looks great.
Did you
thank
get
you.
The other shown there?
Yeah, those are cool.
Those are really cool.
That's pretty much meets, I think, kind of what we talked about for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of, we'll keep working from there.
But where they can get real specific for you is when we get more detailed site drawings, then they can absolutely lay it down, and they can help you with that and tell you what slope you should make it, because obviously you have your choice there on how you want to do it, depending on if you want to leave any parking up above, even parallel, if you want to do that on top. Okay, Mathis Park. Now you're all familiar with these, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you all went there. Mathis Park. When I walked it, it felt really natural that we keep the playground equipment inside that tree area. I mean, that's a real pretty and sheltered area. So what we did is we laid it out The best place to start. So see, again, they're not showing around it like it's going to show, but we kept it in, we did different size circles because the concrete, especially on that pavilion area, is a little trashed anyway. But I think the smaller one she kept the same, but she enlarged the bigger one. So on this one, a similar netplex structure to the other option that was in the other park, and then a tot lot. So a 2-5 and a 5-12 parking lot coming in, you know, and then the fence is obviously on each side and the trees around. We also decided to place shade structures throughout. So I put, and again, we're just throwing ideas out, but we're doing shade structures out at Foxborough mm-hmm. around the splash pad, and they're cantilever single post areas. So we have placed those, and again, where she placed them, actually are hills and things, because she didn't know. But a single post cantilever top where you can put a couple picnic tables under, which is a lot more affordable than building a pavilion. And the way we did it on this site drawing, here's your site drawing, the bigger area up here, the two playgrounds, the parking lot. So she placed them, you know, just moved them around in areas, and they could be anywhere. You could have one or two up here or have a couple down there, either way. Then what we did, again, just from feedback from when we visited, was we made a jogging path. She just drew one in, again, not knowing the site, the topography. So the sidewalk remained in the middle, but we ran a jogging path around and then put exercise stations. Now they have two different types of exercise stations. We can go very generic, the VitaCourse type stations that you've probably seen in some other parks, where it's just basically playground equipment, overhead ladders, maybe a sit-up bench, and there'll be signage for it. Well, they've also come out since with HealthBeat, which is actual outdoor exercise equipment, you know, bench press. And in fact, I think we have a bench press shown on here. Yeah. I mean, the mechanism actually works like it. So we can get as fancy as you want or basic as you want, but they have a full variety of them. And we placed in it, and again, this is completely up to you, we placed five of them in there. And normally on a big jogging trail, you'd jog for a while before you stopped, but it doesn't really matter, because if you want to use those stations, you don't have to stop each time you pass one. You could do a lap and hit the first one, a lap and do the second one, however you want. So you can do more or you can do less. But we did the exercise stations around there. And if you wanted, again, you could put some of those shade structures up into that area too. So here is a more of a picture showing the jogging path coming off. Doesn't have to have fall zone because it's not that type of equipment that they're on top of. And here, again, are the playgrounds. And here's a view which would be from the parking lot. But as you know, there's all sorts of hills. But to give you an idea. And what we did with these, we tried to minimize the expense that you'd have in reworking what's there. But I really think that cement work is pretty trashed.
It is.
You know. But you redo that, and you've got a real picturesque, I think, area with those trees. They're gorgeous trees, and then a nice big open area for whatever you want to do with the grass. And a lot of other things could be thrown in here, but those are the ideas we had. And then you had the other design.
And then option two, this is a cheaper option as well, but same concept, just different structure, same health equipment. So this one's actually really popular. It's a smaller footprint, this venti structure, but has a lot of play value to it. It's more cost effective, but it has 20 different events that the kids can do on the structure for a cheaper price. Yeah. And it fit that circle pretty perfectly.
Yeah, that's a great structure too, because the way the rules read is if you have 20 elevated components, from then on you have to involve a ramp to the play structure. That's the ADA requirement. And so this is just really a jam-packed full cable overhead balance slides. It's just got it all in there. And that's been very popular. We sold two or three of those to the city of St. George. They just have really loved that. But anyway, we can pass these around. So those are just some preliminary ideas.
And though we can have them send them out tomorrow so you can look at them closer and stuff.
That's very cool. Thank you. I like this having two different size programs.
Yeah, it just seemed to make sense. Because they really are, that way you can have a really challenging cable climber type
mm-hmm.
structure on one side,
mm-hmm.
and then one that the moms can, we have learned the hard way that moms like to go and let their kids play and not have to get up and help them onto everything. Right?
In fact, I would want to have that track go all the way around the playground so that it's longer. But then a mom could go the track while their kids are playing.
Yeah,
and
right.
They might curve around the corner, which they might not want to go out of sight of their kids,
yeah,
but
yeah.
It would make it a little longer.
Well, yeah, there are definite ways to do that. Some of it would probably involve knocking some of those hills down a little bit there. They kind of enclose it almost. You know, but if you sort of push the circles maybe more linear, then you could do a jogging trail around.
I was just going to ask a question. So if, are you able to do the actual landscaping work of laying back the hill and doing all that, or does it involve two different contractors?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It does.
Okay.
You'd need a landscape contractor or a general contractor probably, depending to what level you're doing it. I mean, our guys can do some concrete work. We do concrete borders all the time on playgrounds, and they can do sidewalk work, but if it gets much bigger than that, you really are going to want to have a landscape contractor that's there to do a little more earth moving if that's what's required. And definitely Palmquist needs that. And their demo in Mathis for sure on that pad and then pouring all of the sidewalks. So I think probably you'd be served better using two.
And on the hill on Palmquist, the climbing structure is awesome. On the slide, in my mind, I was thinking, like, essentially the slide's, like, built into the hillside. These were all raised, but I'm also not an engineer. So I was just wondering, why are they kind of raised instead of just, like, built into the hill?
I think she probably did that just because rarely is the grade match what the slide has to have. But what she's trying to accomplish is to keep that below a certain height so that it doesn't require a huge fall protection.
Yeah.
You know? So really they want to keep within 4 to 6 inches, but traditionally for the hill to absolutely match that is rare. But where we're doing it, we should be able to, I mean, they can give us a percentage grade and we should be able to hit it pretty close. But yeah, and keep it down low, you know. Again, it just depends what you're looking for. They can do it any way you want.
That's awesome.
They just don't want to create an entrapment.
I just don't want to have like garbage and stuff under like a 4-inch slide. And
yeah.
So I'm just thinking like, oh, it'd be great if there just was nothing underneath it.
Yeah.
It was just,
and just went
it
right
just
to
was
it.
In, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and one way to do that would be to install a slide first and then
oh,
grade around.
There's,
yeah.
I think there's a chair right here.
Yeah.
So what's our next step? Should we go through specifics of what we're interested in?
Let's just move forward a little. We'll kick out we'll email out the information they've sent, and I think we just kind of think these. Let's just probably have a bigger conversation on it.
Okay.
I've got more of these in the truck if you'd like me to go.
And that's a catalog of different play structures?
Yeah, and
yeah.
So you can just make a wish list.
I'd love one.
Yeah.
And I like the idea you had of doing something themed.
Yeah.
A pirate ship or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
oh,
that.
They've got really cool pirate ship themed stuff, and whatever you want to do, they can do anything.
Yeah.
Well, we leave one of those.
Yeah, yeah, I've got more.
And then
I'll go out and get.
Does anyone have questions you want to ask that the designers and would be the best ones to
I guess the main point that I want to make is all this is a conceptual idea of how you could lay it out. The what you put in is limitless. I mean, we can go. I mean, as far as custom and themed things, I mean, they've done Wizard of Oz, a house with the port-in-place under it as the witch laying there flat. you know, as you're going in. They've done spaceships, they down in Houston, they've done Cape Canaveral type things. Anything, anything they can do. In fact, we're working on one now that's a castle theme, and probably will have a Cinderella coach, you know, as a climber in it. And I mean, they're very, very good at that. Now, I'll warn you though, the themed playgrounds bump the cost. They just do, because they have to. If they've done it before, and they've done a lot, I mean, 40% of their business is custom. So they're very, very good at it. And as they do things over and over, they become off the shelf, mm-hmm. you know. But anything that isn't has to be engineered and safe and follow a myriad of guidelines from sometimes, yeah, of pinch points and protrusions, poking eyes, and, you know, an opening has to be big enough for a head to go through, but the torso too. So they have it has to be between a certain amount. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, you just really can't believe it. And sometimes we'll have architects just say, well, why don't we just get out there and make something ourselves? And honestly, you're just setting yourself up for a big lawsuit. Mm-hmm.
Any questions or concerns?
Of the examples you showed us, do you have like a ballpark of kind of, just so I kind of know what you were kind of saying, like,
yeah,
if you did these, what's a ballpark of what that costs?
Yeah, we priced them out, and they're in the 120 to 150 range,
okay.
on the state contract discount that
okay.
we can offer, you know. And again, it just depends. You know, that roller slide is probably a $15,000 slide.
Ooh.
And I would guess, you know. You know, so there are a lot of things that you can choose and move around and still come up with great ideas.
I've done a couple of those other catalogs. I think you kind of get this. This will stir the conversation.
I like it.
This is a real life picture of a hill, so
the
next stuff, the net climber and things.
With the port in place.
Yeah, with port in place,
bountiful?
And there's a slide going down there. That's not Bountiful. This one's actually in.
Did you guys do that new Bountiful
yeah.
Park?
Yeah, Creekside.
Very cool.
Yeah.
We should go
yeah.
look at that one.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's very cool.
Creekside?
Just barely
it's right
open,
across
yeah.
from Mountful High to the south.
He did the park you like in St. George.
Oh.
In fact, I was there this morning.
I love that.
Did you do
yeah.
West Bountiful? The two-story structure they have?
No, we didn't.
I just went there today. They have a portion of a roller slide. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
Where's the park in St.
Yeah.
George? Address.
It's the All Abilities Park on Dixie Drive. It's it's called Thunder Junction, and it's where the big black volcano, and you really can't
this
miss it when you're driving around there.
What dreams are made of.
It's almost more like an amusement park.
There's lots of signs and stuff.
So what's the name again?
Yes. Yeah, with a train.
It's the All Abilities.
Thunder
park.
Junction.
All
yes.
Abilities.
And we're wrapping
just
then.
You'd always wanted to be the train.
Thunder Junction.
Well, thank you. This was really kind. Did you get all of the presentation or questions answered that you had?
Yeah,
I'm
we're
sure
good.
We
yeah,
okay.
Chris is awesome. These guys are great. To deal with
thank you.
I think this is
really
kind
cool.
of a foundation, a starting point.
And yeah,
these guys are great.
And really, I'm not exaggerating when I say that this can be designed any way. You know, I'll go to one meeting and they'll say, we don't like tunnels. We hate tunnels. People hide in them and grab kids. And then I'll go to the next one and they say, we only want tunnels. They're the funnest thing, you know. And so... There is no right, there is no wrong. We'll make recommendations of what we've found to have good play value and keep the kids interested, but ultimately it's up to you. And it's a very fun thing to do, so we'll help you any way we can.
Thank you.
State contract. Yeah, I mentioned
yeah,
that we
did.
On the state contract.
Thank
so,
you. Thank
so
you
we'll
for
We'll leave
being
that
there.
With you, and then before I leave, I'll just slip a few more catalogs in for anybody that wants it.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for letting us come.
Appreciate
yeah,
you guys.
So much. Good.
Are you guys in St. George the next few days?
Lori wants to go.
No, I was
so
there last night and this morning. Yeah. They're actually redoing the
and
whole
then,
surfacing.
And then
there,
it's
so.
All open.
Well, we have another immediate.
Yeah, the installer
immediate
made
as well.
Some mistakes, so they're redoing the entire surface. So
okay.
We're just there getting it coordinated. So, awesome.
So we will start back up at the top. We'll do some introductions, and then we'll turn the time over to Brett to cover the master
yeah,
course. So we have some new board members that are here for the first time today. Will you introduce yourself and just tell us a little
yeah.
bit about you, where you live, what you do?
Absolutely. So my name is Manuel Delgado. I've lived in North Salt Lake for almost 3 years now. Started out living in Bridgeview Apartments, but we loved it so much that when the house popped up on Main Street for sale, we jumped on it. And so we Moved in there in January. Like I said, we love it here. My wife and I, we both studied music at BYU, and I got my master's in music business. Right now I'm working as an online marketing manager at ClearLink.
Very cool. Thank you so much. And Manuel is going to take over Second Sunday Concert Series. And then Brett is our master chorus director, conductor. And so you will likely be coordinating as well. And then Sarah also is here for her first time. Will you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sarah Sargent. I've lived in Foxborough for about 5.5 years now. I'm a mom. And I am also an inventory manager for a supplements company.
Thank you for being here. And Sarah is going to do the Halloween 3K.
Yeah.
And she's been for several years.
Yeah.
So she knows what it's,
my kids love
what
it.
It's all about.
It's really fun. Mm-hmm.
And then Bruce has been here, but I want you to meet him, is over at Festival of Speed. And he's been on this committee since the very beginning, right?
No.
No, not the beginning? No. Oh, okay.
I was on the Planning Commission.
And then you know Ryan, our city council representative. This is Sally. She runs all the nuts and bolts of the meeting. This is our Parks Department crew that is the real heart of the city, of what we're doing. You all know me. And then this is Lori, who is actually, this is her last meeting. And so we wanted to thank you, welcome you. Naomi, who's not here today, will be taking over NSL Reads. Lori has huge shoes to fill in regards to that. But we wanted to officially acknowledge you and thank you. And this is for you.
Thank you very much.
A small token of our appreciation for all of the work that you've done. And it's really amazing. I'm giving this to everyone as well, but we're tracking our hours, our volunteer hours. So I'm just going to leave this with you. And as you continue to roll things over to Naomi,
I'll track them. Sounds good. My
dream is that at the end of the year, we'll have this report to say, this committee, and I know it's going to be in the hundreds of hours, has really stepped up for the city. So thank you. I'm really, really grateful for you. You're welcome to stay as long as you want to the meeting, and you're welcome to go because I know life is very, very busy.
I'll duck out if you don't mind.
Please do.
It's nice to meet you. See you at events. And good luck. This is a really, really fun committee. I've enjoyed every second of it.
Thank you.
That's all I had.
So that's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And then we will turn Brett some time so he can update us on the master course and what's coming up.
First of all, feedback from the city council meeting.
Can I rave about you for just a little bit? So, so the master chorus came to the city council meeting, and we've been hearing good things, but until you hear them, you don't know how ridiculously amazing they sound. And I was behind them, so I just got...
I wasn't getting the full blast.
amazingness of the choir. And the other thing that it was so great is that there's a huge range of ages of attendees. And so you must have some members in upper 70s, and you have 80s. An 80s, wow. And you have some that must be 16 or something in there.
Yeah.
Which I thought, what an awesome choir, because instead of saying, hey, do you have any kids that can do this, or do you have any grandparents that can do this, it's like, are you a person? You can join this choir. And everyone in the city, I wish, could have heard it. I wish we could have had the sound quality recorded, that we could have shown a live video that everybody could see it on Facebook, because it was awesome. So I'm really looking forward to your concert.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is exciting. I mean, we've got people coming from Sandy, from Farmington, so it's really a wide community of members. It's been great.
How many singers do you think were there at council meeting?
We probably had around 40.
I was going to say 45.
It was
awesome.
I have 50 what I consider active choir members. I've got 60 plus who have contacted us with interest, and some of them haven't been able to do it yet, but they'll jump in the fall. So it's been a phenomenal response, and we're just excited, and everybody's having fun. My stated goal was to be a fun experience, and that's what's happening, so that's good. We're on track for our concert on the 19th.
That's happening here, correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll be here. We're on track for the Kite Festival. My copy of Let's Go Fly a Kite that I'm going to use as the basis for writing a
piece for us to sing there just came today, so
oh.
we'll get that put together. Again, we're singing a couple numbers at Woods Cross High's choral concert and at East High's choral concert. So we're getting out into the communities.
I love that.
Any other requests for the choir or comments or?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah.
So you're looking for new members, but you've got a concert coming up. Do you want them to wait to join? Do you want them to show up? I mean, if I post something on Facebook today, do I say hurry and get there, or do you say come see them and join them? After their concert. What do you want?
If they're willing to work hard on their own on the music, they can jump in and sing the concert if they feel comfortable doing that. I've had a few people contact this week and saying, yeah, you're welcome to come. Our concert's on the 19th. Here's a link to the music. If you want to do it, do it. Just come to the rehearsals if you don't want to do the concert and just sing with us. That's great too. Jump in the fall, whatever works best. So everybody's welcome.
Thank you.
Whenever. So I appreciate the opportunity.
And if you have flyers to hand out at the Kite Festival for your concert that evening, we can have those available
there. Yeah, we'll have
there.
That.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
That'll be awesome.
Thank you.
I noticed a TBD on the 14th.
Yes. Is that you?
It can be. We're probably going to shoot for a concert sometime in October.
We had talked about it originally as hoping,
yeah,
but we didn't want to speak for you, but we would love it.
Okay. Yeah, if you want that to be the second Sunday concert, we're happy to do that.
Yes. So also though, another question was the Messiah singing.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather do that? Would you rather have a freestanding concert, or would you rather do the Messiah backup, or do you have soloists that could do the Messiah?
You know,
or?
we're planning on doing a concert independent of the Messiah, but we are going to work on the choruses for the Messiah, and I'm going to have as many people from my choir come as possible to just kind of guide everybody else through them.
Okay. So lockdown October 14th.
So that
awesome.
Then this will be the, you
right.
guys will connect.
And I'm planning on conducting the Messiah singing unless you want somebody else.
Thank you. Okay, so with the Messiah singing, Shauna had arranged some soloists. You still want her to do those original soloists, or do you?
And those are fine. I don't know soloists. So
okay.
I can forward.
I have those contacts,
You've
so
got
we
contacts.
Can just carry on with those contacts.
So, yeah.
I think that would be good. Okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Anything
Wonderful.
Else for me? Put me to work.
Thank you, Brad.
That's awesome.
We're
You're doing
fun.
Great. Your work is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You
we're rolling back up to the top just to cover some administrative stuff. At the beginning of the year, we started logging volunteer hours, so I just created these very simple ways to catalog that. So what I would like to do is I will just keep these and I'll hand them out to you individually at each meeting, and then you just add in whatever hours you've completed yourself. So like you would add in our last park event, and then also the hour or hour and a half that you're in this meeting. So it's a total log of everything that you do. Also, as you get to your events, you'll see that you conscript your spouse and your friends sometimes into the volunteering. I want to track that as well. So if you know that you and your wife were folding programs for 3 hours, add her time in as well. And then we'll just keep it. This committee is meant to create a report they submit to City Council once a year. Did you know that?
No, that's great.
I'd like
we
to
need
do that
report.
At the end of this year.
We do.
And this information will be part of that. So when I hand these out to you, turn them back in. Don't keep them with you. New board members. The city will buy we have city clothing, and they're all red again this year. We have red polo shirts that have city logo on them that they'll be buying for you as well. And they need to know your size. So Linda Horrocks is the one. If you could send her an email directly and just say, I'm on the Parks and Arts Board. Elisa told me that you need to send me, we're buying shirts, and this is my shirt size. And then I also want to get for our group name tags that we can just wear at our events. So I talked to Linda, and she said that I can just coordinate that here. Do you have any concerns or input
about
that? Okay. Great. You want to talk about the logo?
Sure.
Let's do it.
See ya.
So, this is going to sound like Chris's spiel with the park stuff. I haven't had a lot of time to work on this, so I was just throwing stuff down when I had time. So, color schemes, icons, and we can change anything. This is just me playing with stuff, like I said. So, unless you're going to be real rude and make me cry, then, I mean, I'm...
We aren't.
So, I just threw in... So, basically, I'll give you the quick... Basically, I was working under the idea of having kind of a color scheme, which whatever we decide is it is, and then kind of giving a color to each event and working from that. So, if you got ideas, I can keep drawing. Like I said, I haven't spent a ton of time on it, but it's a start. So,
I love this.
Again, the icons, we can change the icons to better. I was just pulling stuff real quick and. Like I said, I really haven't spent a lot of time on it, but I just kind of like the idea of giving each event maybe a color. So the color scheme doesn't necessarily match up.
Do you want me to lock the door, or are you going to do it?
No. You're already done with planning commission?
Go ahead and lock it. Everybody that's here is here.
Wasn't this public meeting for the Weiniger's lock?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
I love the color scheme. I'm not sure how the logo for each event will fit into like the posters that we're doing.
Well, I think you'd probably
All new posters.
Yeah, you probably this year is probably too late. I mean, you probably have to start next year with something. So again, just depends on what everybody.
I love this idea though. So we had that half page calendar from last year. I might have one in here, and I want to create one of those to start handing out at the Kite Festival. And I love these little logos for that. That we put that next to each of the events on that.
I like this color scheme where you have all your logos and then it's like this is the red one and this is the blue one. It's kind of cool. I like it. And the more that I've thought about the name change to Parks and Arts, the more I love it.
Me
like
too.
It's exactly what we needed. And I feel like it's giving life to who we are.
I didn't change it yet because I wanted to make sure, but it is NSL Parks and Arts now.
Yep.
Just NSL Parks and Arts.
Yep.
Okay. It'll be changed from here on.
Got it.
That's fine.
Can I give one criticism? That I'm not a huge fan of the font on Parks.
Yeah.
Like, I like that it's different than the Arts. I love the font on the Arts part, but the Parks one is just a little bit difficult to read.
Yeah. I agree.
That's good feedback.
And it's dark. It's black. It's black against the kind of a... background.
Well,
it pops right out.
Yeah, all the colors you can switch. Yeah. You probably want to do it so you can do grayscale, black and white.
So, let's talk about these two options. So this has, you know, the circle and the. So this is what I'm doing. I like that it has this like sunburst from the city logo, and I like this sunburst from the city logo, and then this is below. But I think we should pick one or the other style. All right, is there any preference among those? Do you have preference among those?
Of what?
If we have the sunburst over to the side and a circle logo, or if we have the sunburst up above?
I like it above better, probably. The other thing is I kind of threw it to Linda and those guys, and I do need to put NSL somewhere on it, or at least North Salt Lake City, too. So they want this.
Yeah, like this one has NSL.
Yeah, I did NSL on a few of the ones I did after she said that. But
I do like the sunburst at the top, because then it matches the city logo, where you're always seeing that, but then it has it below. So I like the sunburst above. That's just my opinion, though.
Great. I'm into that. And I like the banners.
So...
I think that's really cool.
What kind of signage do you need at the Festival of Speed? I feel like you get the sunburst, North Salt Lake Parks and Arts, you have your Festival of Speed little logo, we have some signage there. Like, what... How does that... play in? Do you need like individual signage for where each section of cars are, or like you're a heavy signage possible user or a no user? What do you imagine?
Well, the only signs I have there are at the Festival of Speed itself are just white corrugated boards, plastic boards that have flags on them, mostly the flags from countries.
Okay.
And then because there's a section for Corvettes and Mustangs, there's a the Mustang symbol.
Okay.
This is the Corvette symbol.
Yep.
With the two flags, the checkered flags.
Well, I know you have, I didn't have a copy of your logo.
Yeah.
You kind of got the one that you...
I don't really have, well, I do have a logo, yeah.
We could even update that if you want to make something, if you're something specific you want, I'm happy
yeah.
to do that.
One thing I want to do, and I'd love to have it in place for the Kite Festival if we can, is to get, you know, like this logo on a big sign and just say, like, North Salt Lake... Parks and Arts welcomes you, and we can take that to each of our events. So it's really clear that, like, this is a city event. This
that's,
is who's
that's easy.
Doing
got
that.
Connections. I mean, you can see our Arbor Day ones all over now.
Yes.
Yeah. Is, so. Did Signature Press do those? You just have someone that
did them. We did Alpha Graphics.
Alpha Graphics is what I use. For,
okay.
Well, TJ used somebody else for those, though.
Is that something we should make happen, or is that something
we can do it too?
That would be wonderful if we would do that. And I love this. I love the logo with the sunburst on top, and I am delighted about this color scheme. Are there any concerns, or can we vote to adopt this? Do you have any concerns?
I
know you.
We can change the
font
and shift.
Change the font.
Out. Again, when I have time, I'll play with it. It's just I should have some time this week to again mess with it. I can shoot something back out to everybody.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. This is not easy. This is a lot of work, and I know you're very busy right now.
Fine.
I loved your idea of like just big giant signs, because we're going to want custom signs like this is the kite one and this is
mm-hmm.
this, but we really need just like a handful of giant signs
mm-hmm.
that we just bring to every event,
mm-hmm.
just stick it in front of it and just be like, yep, this is the event.
And
the
I
right
would
spot.
Love, like for that Arbor Day one, that I see the one in Foxborough, I would love to have one of those for each of the events, and that's maybe what we could use the more tailored logos for, but that's down the road,
yeah.
at least
well, no,
for
see,
right now.
It's pretty easy, so like even with our big signs we do for like spring cleanups and stuff. Most of that stuff you can keep and just reuse.
How much are those signs?
They're
like $200, I think.
Yeah, they're a few hundred. But I mean, it's not really a bad thing if you're using them multiple times.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
Bruce, you were going to say something.
Is this for the beginning of the year? Is it, you know, by the time you're in September and August, all of this is obsolete. It's information. It's
yeah,
really
I'm just,
so
I'm just
but
I'm not sure what you're. You know, seeing for this.
Well, that was more something
this.
Like you do for like
for the calendar.
The calendar type.
Yeah.
The other thing I do like about it, though, and I might be in the minority, but if you showed up for the last event, you know, I think of like Second Sunday Concert Series or like the concerts in the park in Salt Lake or something. You hear about it, and you show up, and then you see, oh, there were 12 ahead of this. Next year I want to plan on that
yeah.
as opposed
yeah.
to just thinking, because like there's a lot of people from over the whole county that come to Festival of Speed. Like that's got to be one of the best attended events that we do. I mean, people from all over are there, and then there's a big sign that's like, hey, Kite Festival North Salt Lake Reads, like you see all the other events and you're like, oh, this is part of a whole series as opposed to just one solo event. And I like being able to see that,
mm-hmm.
but I might be wrong. So what are your guys' thoughts?
Well, that's
kind
of
like
my concept for it. I think if you were to, and even if you left, I mean, you could pull logos separately. There's so many different ways you could go. But, like, maybe for the Festival of Speed one, I think I did do one like this. So, like, it would switch to the orange theme or whatever
mm-hmm.
color you decided for that one, you know. So the other ones would still be down there that they'd see, you know, that they missed it this year, the Kite Festival. They missed the, you know, the 5K, but... You kind of still see that stuff. I think that's kind of cool, just to because they're the same events every year.
Yeah,
so.
And it builds that.
You don't need the specific dates either. For
yeah, that's true.
Every
yeah, I thought you could do.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if it's just a month.
Mm-hmm.
May, June, July. Yeah,
or none at all.
You can if you're making big banners, big signs. You can change dates.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not that hard for. I've got to get all of mine changed to change the one.
Yeah,
you
just get
two.
Final.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that the fellow that does them for me pulls off the one and sticks the two on. So that's a possibility.
Okay, thank you. I really like it. All right, social media update. I'm going to post the poster for the Kite Festival is finished, so I'm going to post that event on Facebook. And then are you both on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay, I'll search for you and see if I can find you. And if I won't, I will text you.
Yeah.
We'll find each other. So that I'll add everyone in this group. Are you on Facebook? Do you want to be added to the group? Or to the? It's an admin for a page. It's not a group.
It's pointless because I never get on it.
Okay, that's fine. Do you want to be added to the page?
My daughter signed me up years ago, and I have two.
Do you want to be on the page?
I already have Facebook.
Okay.
We'll run it.
Great. We'll run it. So I will search for you, and I'll add you as admins, everybody here. So you're welcome to create an event for your event. I can also do that if you are unsure about it. And then we can start using that as an outreach way to advertise what we're doing.
Can I ask about the website for social media? Do we have access or have edited anything?
Mm-hmm.
We do.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's not great. I'm reading from your face.
It's just not been updated. So I didn't print it off. We have three paths into the website. We can go through community events, and it goes straight there. We can go through departments, parks, and then I think we need to add a tab there. There's not a tab currently. And then there was a third one, which might have been under recreation. Anyway, so there's some cleaning up that just needs to get done. And it's in the works. It'll be happening.
Are you just coordinating that? You're just running that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, for Kite Festival. Are you okay? Okay, this is just an outline of what's happening for the Kite Festival, just so everybody is aware. I can buzz through this pretty quick. The event is from 10 to noon. Volunteers, if you're available, come and set up starting at 9. What we'll do for setup is prep tables, lay out the kite supplies, and signs. Hopefully that's putting up a North Salt Lake City welcomes you. And I'd like to add some signs on how to tie the strings on the kites. That was very confusing last year. And then at that time, set up the sound system. Is the sound system, is that all available, or is there anything I need to do for that?
No, I'll take care of having
Thank you. Thank you. That's very, very helpful.
Yeah, we'll pretty much have parks people at everything, and we're going to train guys on the sound system. So
okay.
They'll be there for bathrooms, sound system, and then whatever help you need.
So the other thing that we do need is to block some parking for the food trucks. They will be arriving anytime after 10 a.m., and so just block them early, and then when they come in, would we just direct them where they could park, or how do we do that? How has that been done? Just let them park wherever they want? Let them pick?
As far as the food truck night or for this
event? For this event. There will be food trucks at this event.
Whatever way we need to do it, I don't know.
You said they show up all at different times?
Yep.
And they just kind of...
Just let them park whenever they get there?
Just wing it.
Yeah.
So should we get a parks staff to help them park, or can we just tell them, go park wherever you want?
Well, I mean, how many trucks do you have?
Six.
That's quite a few.
Seven.
Full-sized food truck?
Yeah, Fizz is the only one that I think isn't. Oh, Sugary Days is not. It's a vendor that'll be on the grass.
Okay.
How many have they had in the past?
Never. There's
never
been food trucks at this point.
It's always just been the one pavilion, and it's been more low-key. And I think, especially while this is being tied in with the garage sale, as
yeah.
it is,
okay, so that you might be all right then. I was like, that's a lot of food trucks for...
Oh, no, it's not just for... So they're there. This is... We're collaborating with Foxborough Community
right.
Fair from 1 to 4. So the food trucks will be there from 10 to 4. So they'll start arriving at 10. They may not get there right at the start of our event because we're not the big ticket holders. It's later on that the
Do you want these in the parking
come.
Lot or like, are they going to be on the road?
They can be on the road. I don't have any preference.
In years past at this event, they've always been in the parking lot on the park side, so that you're at the pavilion and you're walking the inside park sidewalk. They've always been lined up there. And then that way you're not walking across the parking lot to get to the food truck to go back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they've done in the past, and that's probably what I would recommend too.
You're going to take up probably that whole north parking then.
Yeah,
you will.
About 175 feet for all those trucks.
Yep.
So if we have some of them park on the street, does that change that?
If I would keep them together.
Yeah.
So, okay, then I guess
so
let's
we
do
can,
that.
We can go barricade that section off, I guess.
Okay. So the food trucks were arranged by the Foxborough Community Fair. So that's maybe good for us to think, but that's too many for an event, for our section of the event.
That is a lot. If that event's as big as it sounds, maybe it's good. I don't know, it's too bad because really their food truck night, I've gone to it a couple times and it hasn't even taken off and they've only had a few trucks there.
Yeah.
So.
And she has committed a certain amount of sales, and if they don't get that, she's reimbursing them.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because we deal with it on the... Sally is the food truck diva right here. She's for the 3rd of July, because you're trying to get different types of foods, and you're trying to get...
Yeah.
You don't want too many. You want them to make money, but not be too busy, and it's just... I have
okay.
nothing to do with it. I just have to hear her deal with it. So.
Okay, so... If a truck comes and I'm there, I'm going to see if there are any park staff to tell them where to go. Does that sound okay? Or do I just tell them, or any of us just tell them, go ahead and park over
there? We've
got a
meeting before then, right?
No.
No, we don't.
What shirt are we all wearing when we attend each of the events?
We only have one shirt.
The
red.
The red polo?
Mm-hmm. That's the only one I have.
It's the red golf polo?
We have staff shirts, too, that... And I might, if with that much going on, we'll probably have to send a few people to this.
Thank you.
I didn't know that it was that big, so.
Do you want us all in that same shirt for each event? Is that what you're kind of imagining?
I think in a city shirt is nice, but if it's a different color, because I know there's different colors for different staff and different years. That's one reason why I wanted to do the name tags.
Okay.
So, and then if the shirt's not working out or that you don't have a shirt yet, you have a name tag.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I just suggest something? I'd be in the same color, because anybody that you can say, find someone in a red shirt that has our
That's
logo
a good
on
idea.
It and they can help you.
That's a good idea. So if you don't have shirts, wear red.
There
yet.
You go.
Okay. Good idea.
She goes really fast though.
So the event begins
just
at 10. Some of the volunteers will be assigned to be greeters, just welcoming guests, directing their attention to where the kites are, mention the performances, and the kite demonstration. So the main pavilion is where the kids will be decorating kites. On the west side will be a wind of change is coming, and they're doing those giant kite demonstrations that they've done before. They're so cool. They're like 2 stories tall. The kite is like 2 stories tall. It's really cool. Starting at 10:20, the Master Chorale is going to sing Let's Go Fly a Kite. We'll need somebody to announce. So the sound system has a microphone. We can do an announcement. Excellent.
It would be a bad sound system if it didn't have
it. Great. I don't know anything about those things.
So, no, where do you want that, though?
The sound system can just be in that pavilion where the kites are.
Okay.
Then at 10:45, we'll announce this again, but Gion's World Martial Arts, they're doing their demonstration. They did this last year as well, this Taekwondo demonstration that's super impressive. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Did you see it last year? It's really impressive.
No.
So impressive that when they told me it was only 10 minutes long, last year when I saw it, I was like, that's it? Can you do it again? So they're going to do it again. So they're going to do it at 10:45, and they'll do it again at 11:10. At 11:40, Legacy Dancers are coming. I told them they have like a 15 to 20 minute window, however, and whomever they want to have dance, and they said, that's great, they'll sort it out, but they do need access to the sound system. And I told them a phone is enough to connect into their music for the sound system for the dancers.
Yeah.
Is that sufficient?
It's got a little phone jack.
Great.
For it.
Then
so,
it,
just, so, I'll probably put like TJ that was here. I'll just email you and give you contact, because I'm going to be out of town.
Okay.
So, we'll just give you a couple of parks guys to know your contacts and make sure they touch base with you and everything. So,
okay.
And we probably better put together a map of where we want those guys to park. We'll do that tomorrow, and we'll send that to you, because just so they know where they're supposed to park.
That's
and how
perfect.
Supposed to face.
And then anyone can help them.
Because even though we do all that stuff for like the 3rd of July, it still turns into
free for all.
A nightmare.
Okay. Thank you. That's helpful. At 12 o'clock, we're officially finished, so we'll do an announcement and thank the guests and the performance, but the community fair and the food trucks will stay, and then other things are coming in, like bounce houses. So we'll just tell people, like, this, we're done, but you're welcome to stay. The other volunteer assignments will be kite volunteers, and this is what mostly, if you're able to be there, what we'll be doing is helping people tie ribbons on the bottoms of their kites. And then just encouraging the kids and help them. The kites are really cool, and they're super, super easy to fly, which is really nice. And then we'll just clean up. Go ahead.
So the garage sale, where are they going to be?
The garage sale is all throughout the neighborhood. There won't be, I don't think there's anything on site at
okay.
the park for the garage sale. So that's happening from 8 to 12. And then at 1 is the idea. You know what, I'll tell her that the...
Have you ever seen it before?
I've
so,
heard not, yeah.
So literally, there's like endless stream of cars driving through Foxborough. And on every street, there's just, like, stuff for sale.
It's like every four or five
houses. Like, every four or five houses, there's just junk on people's yards, you buy it, right? So, yes. Like, we
but then if you come at noon, that's when all the stuff is free.
Yeah, because everybody's done, and it's just like there. And then in past years, they've had all of the, like, MLM type people, so the nails and the drinks and all
at the park.
At the park. Mm-hmm. And that's the, like, 1-4 fair. Is like at the park, all the MLM booths are there and selling, and then like the food trucks, and it's just fun to be there. But anyhow, you always just go walk around.
Mm-hmm.
And
this year they're having all the food trucks, yeah, and like cotton candy and bounce house. And so we can talk about this in future years. It was an inadvertent collaboration this year because we happen to be on the same day. I'm not sure if it's a great idea for us to collaborate. It's going well, but I hesitate to make this event feel like a Foxborough event instead of a city event, so that's my only concern about future collaborating. Is there any information about if the Youth Council will be there to volunteer? Or should I just contact James directly?
Yeah.
About that?
Contact James directly. And then how many volunteers are you kind of imagining? Like, a
last
successful
year,
event would have how many volunteers for this?
Oh, 6 to 10.
Okay.
Everyone doesn't need to come.
Would you like each of us to like try to find one volunteer, or are
oh,
you going to get
if,
up with
if
the
Youth
Council
doesn't come?
Yeah, like
so let me talk to James and see what he says.
Okay.
Because if there's like the, I don't know, Bruce, if you're available, if there's like the 5 or 6 of us, we don't need a lot more than
okay.
that. What the Youth Council did last year that was really nice is they interacted with the kids and they helped them and watched them draw and tied the ribbons on, and that was pretty easy for them to be hands-on and doing stuff that
okay.
maybe feels a little tedious to a grown-up. To me. Okay, that's all for the Kite Festival. Any questions or concerns? All right. Just as Nola was not able to make it today, but her event's coming up. She's moving along. Festival speed, anything you want to report on or any questions?
Well, it's nothing to report, but I wanted to give a little bit about how we do it and so what the ambiance is like. So it is quiet. You don't have any loud music. The loudest things there are the cars when the guys want to take mm-hmm. off. That happens for a little while. We try to keep it very low key. The only vendors we would like to have there are the food vendors. Other vendors can come, like Chevron. They support us, but they're not selling anything. They're just giving out free things, names. Candace. Davis, and she has her business there, but she gives out t-shirts. She's not selling anything, she gives out stuff. They're the ones that had the 20 motorcycles there last year. Can't remember the name of the business, it'll come to me. But those are kind of, so Sally, if there are people that call up, I've had people call me, hey, can I come and put up my tent and sell all my stuff, you know, and I said, no, we're not doing that. It's a whole other level of complication. Don't have places to put them. It's just more of a cars and coffee kind of get together that's big. So those are the few things that, just so y'all understand how we try to do the show.
What do you think about the Youth Council selling little cars?
Youth Council is fine inside the city, and it's not a, if they want to sell them, that's okay with me.
Great.
But, you know, we have other people come out and lay out a blanket and they're selling who knows what.
Oh, they just show up with the blanket
yeah,
and their goods.
Up.
Oh,
year,
I see, yeah.
A guy and his family show up. And
which is sad, but it's a no-no.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
have to
yeah.
Do you have
get
a lot
mean
of
with them.
Confirmations already for some of the people from previous years? Do you have the helicopter
yeah.
again? And
I haven't talked to the helicopter. I haven't talked to Mike Taylor. I'm sure he'll come.
The McLarens and all the other.
I talked to
people.
George Giles. He'll see if he can get the. You know, well, those cars have some of those McLarens have been sold, so he'll try to get some other people. These are clients of his buy his insurance.
Okay.
And so they come. He asked them, "Hey, bring your Aston Martin." All
yeah.
those kinds of things. Yeah. A few others. There are a few others. I liked what goes on. I want to get the paragliders. I'm trying to get the. I've tried to get them on my own, but now I think I've got a better connection through the July 3rd event, so I can work my way around there and get them jumped 2 days. Maybe they'll do that, so kind of fun to do.
your country flags and having them all in those sections is one of the coolest things. Like,
well, people kind of know where to go now.
Yeah, it's awesome.
They have the three entrances. Most people still try to get all up in the north entrance, come along cart path. That's bad. That's a hard habit to break. But some of the others, they're getting the idea that you can get in, come into the other places and the two other entrances. I would like to have better signs for the entrances, something that shows that, you know, maybe some bigger. We put up flags, and then I made up some plastic things with Roman numerals on them, 1, 2, and 3. It's not good enough.
Yep.
Need something different.
Let's work together. We could figure out some signs, I think.
Okay.
And I think your logo, we could probably, like, the way I tried pulling it to put it on this, but it's like too pixelated and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to do something unique, you could do something similar.
We'll work together on that, surely. Yeah.
And there's budget for new signs for you.
Good. Yeah, I'd like to do, I could put another, I need to replace some old ones. I'll probably get 2, maybe 3 done. Like, get a bigger one.
Yeah.
Put a bigger one down on the strip. As you come up 89, I have a big sign that'll be put at the exit, the 2600 exit of I-15. I'm always fighting with the guys with the coats and coats for kids things. They always want to put their sign in front of mine. I put my sign out there, they stick their sign in front of mine.
Do we close off the road?
Yes.
For both of this and the third? So it's fully closed for both events.
Yeah.
It's open back up.
I mean, in between.
Yeah, in between.
We really have to do that.
I think it's good. If we didn't, it'd be a disaster.
It would be. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because the food trucks are on the west side. That street just fills up with people.
Yeah.
And
it's better for the third, too.
I agree.
Plenty of vehicles.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be even better this year with the layout change again. So.
All right. So just an update for NSL Reads. I should have maybe had Lori do this before she left, but she has coordinated all of this, and then she'll be handing it over to Naomi. But it's Wednesday, September 26th at 6:30 here. The author is J. Scott Savage. He is the author of the Mysteries cover series. And the theme is When Life Gives You Dragons. So that's what the kids will be writing about. Second Sunday concert series. So I just wanted to put this on the agenda so everyone saw an overview of what is in the plan. And then I'll talk more specifically, Manuel, with you and give you a little bit more information. But that's what's coming up. Halloween 3K. We have finally somebody to take over. Thank you. We're so glad that both of you are here. And we have a lot of time before that. Okay, city council update. Yes, sorry.
First thing on NSL Reads, if you're always looking for authors, Congressman Chris Stewart is an author. He's
of fiction?
Books. Yeah, fiction and nonfiction.
Yes.
He has written at least 12 books, and they've been on the New York Times. He's been on the New York Times bestsellers list a lot.
I didn't know that.
Right now I'm reading a novel. It's a real fast read. It's about World War II, at the end of World War II.
Huh.
It's a human interest kind of story.
That's interesting. So, okay.
The human spirit kind of thing, overcoming all the terrible effects of war and all that. But he's written quite a few things, and he might be a resource sometime in the future.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you. All right, Ryan, would you like to update
us? Okay, so I just brought to share a different idea for some park equipment. I didn't know they were going to bring like all of their ideas, so I thought I'd just share this to look through different things. Have you guys seen the Davis County Trails and Bike Path map in the past? So something that we have been...
We're in the corner.
Yeah, we're in this tiny little corner, but it's kind of interesting to see what the whole county has done, and then how many parks and neat amenities we have. So I just thought, if you were looking at where we are, I need this side. So you can see the Legacy Bike Trail. You can see that we're, you know, Wild Rose. But the funny thing is, on this map, and it's just by design of how they did it or how we do it, but so Wild Rose is here, Tunnel Springs isn't, but it should be added in, I think. Our regional park of Hatch Park is there, and our regional park of Legacy, but then Palmquist Park is here, Mathis Park isn't, which is probably fine because we don't really want to advertise that until we fix it. Deer Hollow Park is on, but Tunnel Springs isn't. And so I just thought, hey, we probably haven't coordinated as well with the county on their map and what we've done with maybe what we might want to do. So that was just something that I've run into is like we're handing out maps or we're coordinating with things, but I think it I think we can advertise how amazing we are. Like the boat takeout should be on here. The new trail on the river should be here. Just some of those things. So I'm wondering, who do we coordinate with, or who can I hand that off to and see if we can somehow be better coordinated with the Davis County Trails Group? What do you think?
I'll look into it.
Okay.
We've kind of working on the brochure that I've completely put on my back burner for 2 months and months now.
That's okay. We're in the busy time of parks. So you know, in the winter, that's a good time for another project. This is what I was thinking is...
That kind of is the same thing we were doing.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the other thing. I was like, after that, like, I started that, and then that came out, I'm like,
It's done. Ours doesn't show, like, you know, they have big pictures of other parks, but I just feel like they either don't know or we undersold how awesome we are. Because, like, we don't have the boat takeout. We don't have some of the things that we really want. And so I just thought maybe if we're going to cheaply, by free, lobby the county to do a better job, we just need to coordinate it with and show how awesome our city is.
So, and this isn't very old, so I don't know how quick they're going to be.
I don't think they're going to reprint it. You know, I mean, they probably printed several thousand. They put them in all their kiosks, and then they'll wait for years.
But can change the... It's available online, too.
It's just going to be a PDF somewhere that we could get it swapped.
I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. Because...
it can be updated software-wise fairly easily.
And it's funny to think, like, okay, we have our little bike path here, but we're not quite all connected yet. Yeah. But we're more connected than... Like, we could just draw the bike path that shows, hey, this is how we're... I think there's some more things we could do that really shows what we're going for. This bike path, essentially, should be connected. Our trail along Highway 89, that is a huge trail. I mean, if you really looked at how much space you guys maintained, and we just got them to paint it green on here, you'd look at all these cities and you'd be like, holy cow, North Salt Lake's the coolest place to live out of all of these. And that's all I was thinking about on that. Okay, my next update is we're almost done with the budget.
All right.
Poor city staff was stuck here until almost 7 o'clock on Saturday. So they were sad and lost their Saturday, but we were glad the budget's almost done. So quick update for the budget. Tentative budget, it hasn't been approved by the council officially yet, but it was presented that we would get $200,000 for park replacement and updating, and nobody balked at it yet. So so until I hear otherwise, I'm saying we got it. So the other cool thing that we got is $100,000 for beautification of Eagle Ridge. So there's a section on Eagle Ridge off to the left-hand side as you're coming up that is like barren wasteland and ugly. And we have $100,000 of our RAP tax money that is used, that's been earmarked for that project. So I'm expecting that we'll get designs, something to review, something on that design that'll flow through us. And then $75,000 for street tree improvement on Center Street. I'm not exactly sure what our review would be of that. I'm assuming the city's going to come up with an idea of what types of trees work and then kind of present it to us. We'd see it. All three of those proposals will flow through us, and then we would make a recommendation, and that would be presented to the city council as the recommendation from the NSL Parks and Arts, because it's a Parks and Arts update to the city. So just kind of think on the budget impact, $75,000 for tree replacement in Center Street, $100,000 for beautification on Eagle Ridge, cool. And then $200,000 for park update. Knowing that, so just an aside, he said roughly that's $120,000, but that does not include fence, landscaping and sprinkler system.
Second
what I've noticed when we've designed a park, usually you like design the whole park and you put in all the like needed everything, and then of your $100,000 you had like $20,000 less for park equipment. So a lot of the cost of a park is not the park equipment, it's like the sod and the sprinkler and everything else.
Great.
So as we're thinking through, like $200,000 doesn't get us very far, but at least it's a start. And in the tentative budgets for years going forward, if you look at like the 5-year plan, that's been put in for every year. So as long as I'm on the council, I continue to fight for that. So just kind of mentally be thinking, we do $200,000 this year, we'd have $200,000 next year and continue. I don't think that's enough to do Mathis and Palmquist at all. It's probably not even enough to do anything that they proposed for either of those options. But we could also
fix the fence.
We could fix the fence, and we could fix the sprinkler system 1 year, and then we could do the other thing the next year. Or we could do a really scaled down version for both, or we could come up with something. But be mentally thinking, we're going to run through those. So anyhow, I wanted to update on that. So I know that they're going to want to move quickly on coming up with some park design stuff so that we could build it maybe late fall or early spring so that it'd be ready for next year. You officially get access to the budget as of July 1, because that's the budget year for a city. So July 1 through June 30th. So I think just mentally, whenever you want to schedule that on our agendas and really
next
hit
time.
Hard on what we want to do so that we can get access to it and start. And I think it depends on when you guys would have time to really coordinate to spend that money. But
there's some elements we can do. I don't want to take on building a park again. I think that's...
I think these guys can build it for us.
Well, I mean, there's little elements. Like, if you're knocking down hills or something, we can... I mean, that's dirt work that takes us a couple of days. There's some elements that we can do. But and it depends if you're... I mean, we don't need as much money for irrigation if you're doing something where you're taking away grass. So, I mean, there's just things to consider. So, we'll burn that when we get there. It's not, probably not even worth getting into right now.
Would you... Is there a cheaper and easier time for them to do the park design? Like, just mentally thinking, we have July 1 through June 30th to spend the money. If we're going to make a recommendation and try to get it in for a fall rebuild or a winter rebuild or an early spring rebuild, we need to know and plan ahead. So that's all I was thinking.
No, you're cool. I think we're really on track for something like that, because, I mean, you think if we start kind of getting more solid concrete ideas next month, you know the budget's going to be at if it's approved, whatever else. And then really this work you're going to want to do it fall, winter, early spring, you know, really. But the other thing is contractors are expensive right now, and contractors are all busy right now too. So
fall, winter's a good time.
Yeah,
that's my answer.
Thank you. All right, Parks and Trails update. Can we do it? Hey, Bear Bear, will you show us your shirt? Guess who this shirt's about. This is the Laurel shirt. So some of the kids at the school have.
Nice.
All the kids in Laurel's class got it, and then Bear's little sister, so she's got one too. Okay, thanks. You can go play again. Thank you so much.
She contacted me the other day. They're looking at the 23rd. I asked her to get me a time.
Of May?
Of June.
Cool.
So that would be, we're filling up our dance card in June pretty fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
So if that's what we end up doing, I think I haven't talked to anybody above me yet, but I don't know if they're going to care.
Was that Laurel's birthday? Is that what they were
thinking? No, this was the 28th. They wanted to do it a weekend. I was hoping that they did it 28th because that would have been better for us because that was a Thursday. Just because I have staff here and everything's here. But, I mean, whatever they want to do, we'll figure it out. That's the way I'm approaching it. So
that's very nice.
That's the Saturday before that. And I think they wanted to do it the next Saturday, but that next Saturday is the 5K.
Yeah, so it's a no-go.
What is this for?
Oh, good question. There's
a
park.
Dedication for...
We're renaming a park after a girl named Laurel, who lived two houses down from the park, and she passed away unexpectedly in November. She's 8 years old. She had leukemia, but she didn't know it. Nobody knew it until after she had passed away.
So, the rocks at Bountiful Monument should be done.
Oh, great. So the inscription was passed.
Yeah, we've had everything there for at least 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, that's great.
They said they were real busy for Memorial Day stuff, but they know that we're going to try to do this parking, so I assume we'll touch base, but I'm sure it'll be done by then. I'm trying to figure out time and stuff from her. I emailed her back. She hasn't got back to me. Because we were going to do like hot dogs and probably do a bunch of stuff and make it a big to-do, so.
I can text her right now. You want to ask her what time on the 23rd?
I'm not in that big of a hurry.
Okay.
Let us know as we're getting closer on the time, like a morning or a lunch.
Yeah, but
or
that's
afternoon.
The thing, because I mean, obviously if we're doing it at 8 in the morning, I don't know if hot dogs are really, you know.
But if we're doing it at 10 in the morning,
maybe some people like
or
hot
something,
dogs for breakfast.
We could do something, okay.
So
it's their own, huh?
The supplies that you are, like the hot dogs or whatever happens for that event, does that come out of your budget or does that come out of this budget?
That comes out of our budget.
Thank you. That's great. Thank you. Park tour plan, or is that all for Laurel Park?
Yep.
Any questions? Concerns? Okay, park tour plan. That might have been left over. Did I leave that in there?
No.
Sorry, nope, pass. Do you have another park you want us to
I
go
do
to?
Have, no, I think, no. We got enough to chew on with those two.
Great.
Yeah.
I did come back with kind of a quick design for the sign for the splash pad stuff, so kind of based off of what everybody said last time, so I don't know if there's any changes. And I haven't.
Thank you.
The bottom part, though, is I got to talk to the chief about, because I don't know who they want people to call, because I have no idea.
Yeah.
So
I love this.
Don't hold me to anything there, but I think that's kind of what we had talked about, the six icons, if I wrote my notes correctly, right?
Yes.
But I chopped out the lifeguard one we had and whatever else I put on there before.
I love it.
And I think I'd probably do like two or three or four around there, so they're everywhere. But the big thing would probably just be who the chief wants us, what number they want. Because I'm sure he doesn't want to get called every time for
somebody whose kid doesn't have a diaper.
But it's tough because we don't really want to be called either. Not that we're not afraid to deal with people, but people aren't nice to us because we don't have badges and guns. So people tell us to get lost. So
this is just the non-emergency number, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what he wants.
Yeah.
We'll see what they want.
Probably what he wants.
Does somebody answer that on the weekend?
I got to find out. That's why
so
I haven't talked to
I can give you an update on that. So the North Salt Lake non-emergency number for the police calls the exact same number as 911.
Oh, no.
It's all it does is it pulls up a different script at dispatch. So when the number comes in, it pulls up the non-important dispatch reading as opposed to the dispatch reading. And the reason why is because they're the only ones that have access to route the correct response for every call. So when you have a non-emergency call and you say, hey, I'm really concerned, there's a suspicious vehicle, if you just called like a secretary and they're trying to route everything, they just log it as a report, as a police report, just like everything else, and then they can route a police officer there. So that's what it's designed for, and that's what it's paid for. So it's actually the right number to call. It's just funny because
it's
people are like, oh,
operator.
It's just the 911 operators. So they're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Oh,
okay.
Always. The non-emergency number works.
So
okay.
We'll find out what he wants on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a swim diapers is a police thing. It's tough because
I
thought it was an owl. Yeah. I'm glad I looked at it.
All right. Chair notes is open comments. Any concerns or comments that we haven't covered?
I came in late, so the trails, they're using going up in the city trails, what day will that be?
Oh, that, here. June 2nd.
Okay.
Good question.
June 2nd. I got that here, so that's the trails.
Other questions? All right, we adjourn. 90 minutes.